Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reach London tonight on first leg of two-nation visit to the UK and Maldives to hold talks with his UK counterpart. Parliament proceedings disrupted for third straight day as opposition continues protests demanding debate on SIR and other issues. Electronics production in country grows sixfold in the last 10 years. Election Commission initiates process for election of Vice President. Third round of renewed direct peace talks between Russia and Ukraine to be held in Istanbul today. And in cricket, Indian opening batters get off to a strong start in fourth test against host England at Manchester. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is en route to London on the first leg of his two-nation visit to United Kingdom and Maldives. During his two-day visit to the UK, Prime Minister Modi will hold discussions with his British counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit.
The Prime Minister will be welcomed by the Indian diaspora at the place of his stay today. Cultural performances from Assam, Gujarat, Bihar and Odisha, apart from dhol, tasha, drums, were planned. Winners of No India program are also likely to meet Mr. Modi. Earlier in the day, in his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that India and UK share a comprehensive strategic partnership that has witnessed significant progress in recent years. He said that during his meeting with the UK Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, tomorrow, he will have the opportunity to further enhance economic partnership aimed at fostering prosperity, growth and jobs creation in both countries. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, London.
Earlier, speaking to Akashwani correspondent in London, Indian High Commissioner Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy said Prime Minister's visit will be beneficial for both the countries. He added that a future agreement on free trade may also be signed and that would have a positive impact on both economies.
Priority, of course, on both sides is to position the relationship for the next 10 years. What are the next big drivers of the relationship? We have jointly identified trade and investment, technology, education and science and research, defense. We are building a new defense partnership also.
On the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will undertake a state visit to the Maldives from 25th to 26th July on the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu for the 60th anniversary of the independence of Maldives. He said that he is looking forward to meeting President Muizu and other political leaderships to advance the joint vision of a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were disrupted for the third consecutive day today as the opposition continued with their protest. They were demanding discussion over special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar and other issues. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witnessed two adjournments today before being finally adjourned for the day. In Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla appealed to them to allow question hour, expressing concern over continued disruption. As the pandemonium continued, the house was adjourned.
सदन में तख्तियां लेकर आने वालों पर मुझे निर्णायक कार्रवाई करनी पड़ेगी आप जाइए सदन में बैठिए मुद्दों पर चर्चा करिए प्रश्नकाल पर हर मुद्दों पर हर विषय पर नियम प्रक्रियाओं के तहत आपको चर्चा और संवाद करने का पर्याप्त अवसर दिया जाएगा.
Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. Opposition parties created ruckus in the house and demanded discussion on special intensive revision in Bihar. Amid noisy scenes, Port, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal moved the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. But due to the opposition party's ruckus, the discussion could not take place. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, today accused the government of not responding to opposition questions. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament House complex, Congress leader also raised questions over the Election Commission's drive of special intensive revision of electoral rules in Bihar. Production and export of electronic goods, including mobile manufacturing, witnessed a rapid growth in the last 10 years. Production of electronic goods has reached over 11 lakh crore rupees in the last financial year, from 1,90,000 crore rupees in 2014-15, exhibiting six times growth. This was stated by Union Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Jitin Prasada, in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Prasada said export of electronic goods has reached 3,27,000 crore rupees in the last 10 years, and the country's mobile phone exports surged 127 times to 2 lakh crore rupees. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia today introduced two bills in the Lok Sabha, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025. Mr. Mandavia said the Sports Governance Bill seeks to provide for the development and promotion of sports, welfare measures for sportspersons and ethical practices based on basic universal principles of good governance. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Election Commission has started the process of election to the office of the Vice President following the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar from the post. The process commenced after the Ministry of Home Affairs notified the resignation of Mr. Dhankar yesterday. Mr. Dhankar resigned from his post on Monday, citing health issues. External Affairs Ministry today said that in the wake of the Air India crash in Ahmedabad, the concerned authorities had carried out identification of victims as per established protocols and technical requirements. In response to media queries, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said all mortal remains were handled with utmost professionalism and with due regard for the dignity of the deceased. He added that the Indian side is continuing to work with the UK authorities on addressing any concerns related to the issue. Indian Embassy in Ireland today said that it is in touch with the Irish authorities regarding the recent attack on an Indian national at Talat in Dublin. The embassy said it is in touch with the victim and his family. It said all requisite assistance is being offered. The Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad, ATS, has arrested four persons allegedly linked to the banned terror outfit Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, AQIS. The arrests were made following a coordinated operation based on intelligence inputs and surveillance of their online activities. Addressing media in Ahmedabad today, ATS DIG Sunil Joshi said the accused had been actively propagating terrorist ideology through various social media platforms and suspicious applications.
10 जून को एक इंफॉर्मेशन मिली थी कि पांच इंस्टाग्राम अकाउंट्स हैं ये अलकायदा जो एक प्रोस्क्राइब टेररिस्ट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है इसकी विचारधारा का प्रचार प्रसार देश में कर रहे हैं बहुत लोगों को धार्मिक आधार पे डेमोक्रेसी के विरुद्ध भारत के विरुद्ध उश्केरनीजनक जो साहित्य है वो इन पे बारंबार शेयर कर रहे हैं टोटल चार आरोपियों को आइडेंटिफाई किया गया इसमें सेंट्रल एजेंसियों का कोऑर्डिनेशन में बहुत महत्व का योगदान रहा दिल्ली पुलिस की स्पेशल सेल लोकल दिल्ली पुलिस यूपी एटीएस नोएडा पुलिस तथा गुजरात एटीएस की टीम ने मिलकर इस ऑपरेशन सफलतापूर्वक संपन्न किया ऑपरेशन के अंत में जो चारों सस्पेक्टेड आरोपी है इनको हम पकड़ पाए हैं
Two of the accused were produced in court today and remanded to 14 days custody. The others will be presented before the court tomorrow. The Maharashtra government informed the Bombay High Court today that only Ganesh idols above 5 feet will be allowed for immersion in natural water bodies. Advocate General Dr. Birendra Saraf said nearly 2 lakh idols of POP must be immersed in artificial ponds, while 7,000 larger idols can go in natural water. The court, citing environmental concerns, questioned the numbers and sought clarification on immersing 8-foot idols in artificial lakes. Prasar Bharati has invited all newspapers, periodicals and television channels across India to register on its Newswire platform, Prasar Bharati Shared Audio Visuals for Broadcast and Dissemination, PB Shabd, to access high-quality news and multimedia content free of cost. Launched in March last year, PB Shabd offers over 800 news stories daily in multiple Indian languages, covering more than 40 diverse categories. The third round of renewed direct peace talks between Russia and Ukraine is set to take place in Istanbul, Turkey today. In the first two rounds in May and June, which were also held in Istanbul, it was decided to exchange prisoners, but little progress was made towards ceasefire or comprehensive peace agreement. Russian officials have reiterated demands for Ukrainian neutrality, withdrawal from military alliances, and recognition of Russian control over occupied territories. Ukraine, on the other hand, has rejected enforced neutrality and emphasized its right to pursue NATO and EU membership. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra tomorrow. Parts of Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Jammu Kashmir, Bihar, Gujarat and northeastern states are also likely to receive heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Met Department today issued a weather advisory predicting light to moderate rain and thunderstorms across the Union Territory over the next 48 hours. A report.
The Weather Department said the districts including Rajouri, Poonch, Ramban, Riyasi, Udhampur, Jammu and Kathua are expected to receive intense showers tomorrow. In an advisory, the Met Department has warned of flash floods, landslides, mudslides, shooting stones and a rise in water levels in the rivers and streams, especially in vulnerable areas. The department urged residents, travelers and authorities to remain vigilant during this wet spell. However, in view of the prevailing inclement weather conditions, people have been advised not to venture near rivers and streams and dial 112 in case of any emergency. Zen Gulshan Rana, Ashwani News, Jammu.
In badminton, PV Sindhu opened her China Open Super 1000 campaign with a hard-fought win over Japan's Tomoko Miyazaki at Zhangjiakou, China today. Her compatriots Unnati Huda and the men's double pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also advanced with strong performances. In cricket, the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy between India and England is underway at the Old Trafford in Manchester. Put into bat first, India were 182 for 3 in their first innings when reports last came in. Opening batters Yashasvi Jaiswal, who scored 58, and KL Rahul with 46, gave India a strong start with a 78-run partnership. Currently, the visitors are trailing 1-2 in the five-match series. Indian equity benchmark indices ended higher today following a positive trend in Asian markets after Japan secured a trade deal with the US. The broader market indices at the BSE closed higher. A report.
The BSE Sensex soared 540 points to close at 82,727 points. The 50-share NSE Nifty gained 159 points to settle at 25,220 points. In the forex market, the rupee closed at 86.41 against the US dollar today. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 1,900 rupees per 10 grams a short while ago. Brent crude was trading at $68.11 per barrel, and WTI crude was also trading at $64.84 per barrel when reports last came in. Lalema Aneja Dang, Akashwani News.
Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said India has hit 20% ethanol blending in petrol 5 years ahead of target. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said this clean energy leap from just 1.5% in 2014 to 20% in 2025 has saved 1.36 lakh crore rupees in forex. He said this has paid 1.18 lakh crore rupees to farmers and cut 698 lakh tons of carbon dioxide emissions. The Department of Posts Delhi Circle has made special arrangements for Rakhi mails ahead of Raksha Bandhan on the 9th of next month. The Ministry of Communications in a statement said that special posting counters have been set up at 34 key post offices in Delhi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reach London tonight on first leg of two-nation visit to the UK and Maldives to hold talks with his UK counterpart. Parliament proceedings disrupted for third straight day as opposition continues protests demanding debate on SIR and other issues. Electronics production in country grows sixfold in the last 10 years. Election Commission initiates process for election of Vice President. Third round of renewed direct peace talks between Russia and the Ukraine to be held in Istanbul today. And in cricket, Indian opening batters get off to a strong start in fourth test against hosts England at Manchester. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.